Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go to find a lot of stuff for free. You know those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We don't. We want to give it all away, and so we are. freetalklive.com. Now, last night, once again, as has been the trend here recently, we've unfortunately sold things on the air that we wanted to talk about, saying, oh, coming up, we're going to talk about blah, 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 and then we didn't get to it. So I want to make sure we get to what we promised that we were going to. In fact, Mark, you have a story about a soldier.
We do. I do.
So let's start with that. And then on the way, details coming out from the federal government about real ID. We'll get to that as well. This is, of course, Free Talk Live.
This is a blog. It's entitled An American Soldier. This is just one of the countless stories of soldiers who are currently risking their lives and limbs for our sake. Now, I would dispute as to whether or not they're risking for our sake.
For our sake, right.
But, you know,
well, that's a typical kind of a cliche. And people, it's like we're trying to divest ourselves of saying, using the term we, when we're talking about the people in the United States
government, all that stuff.
Yeah, so I don't blame people for falling into those traps.
Right.
But yes, thank you for pointing that out.
Staff Sergeant Eric Alva has no specialized skill, but he's a decorated staff sergeant who served in Somalia and Japan. I didn't know we were fighting in Japan.
Yeah.
As troops.
One of those 700-something bases.
As troops began to push into Iraq on March 21st, 2003, Alva was leading 11 Marines among 75 or so sailors and Marines in a 50 to 55 vehicle convoy on its way to the desert in Kuwait to Basra, from the desert in Kuwait to Basra, Iraq. It was a logistical convoy moving through the desert at night, lights out, night vision goggles on. The sand was so kicked up it was nearly impossible for Alva to even keep track of the vehicle in front of him. At one of the three stops along the way, Alva, who hadn't eaten for a full day, was heating up an MRE. That's a meal ready to eat for those of you who don't know. And you probably do like those things.
No, not really. Not at all.
When he went to get something out of his Humvee, I took maybe a step or two, Alva said, and then this explosion went off. It was a landmine. I stepped on the landmine with my right foot. The explosion went off.
Oh, my gosh.
Threw me 10 feet. I was in severe pain. His hearing was temporarily lost, so he couldn't hear his own screaming.
Wow.
His hand was covered in blood. The tip of his index finger on his right hand was blown off, and the nerves had been damaged forever. Marines ran to him. They lifted my left foot and cut the bootlaces from the bottom. They lifted my heel, and they took the boot off from the heel, and they never touched my right leg. So I remember asking the chaplain, what's wrong with my legs? What's wrong with my legs? The chaplain, because he had chaplains with us, he said, there's nothing wrong. You're fine. You're fine. But he wasn't.
That's the right thing to say in that situation.
It can help him keep from going into shock. Evacuated to Kuwait by helicopter, Alva woke up hours later in post-op recovery room. His leg was gone.
Oof.
I don't think such a man should be kicked out of the military for being openly gay. Do you? Today, Alva will be, that was yesterday, will be in Congress asking for the ban on honest homosexual soldiers to be lifted. He's one of them. Lift the ban.
Hmm. Wow.
It's interesting to me that soldiers, the Marines don't seem to be having any trouble, but certainly the Army is. The Army's having trouble recruiting people. But
they've been having trouble.
They have tossed out thousands in the last decade, since Don't Ask, Don't Tell, they've tossed out thousands of of gay people, suspected gays, not even openly gay.
Really?
Yeah. And it just seems so silly to me to pick this particular thing that you can do anything else in the Army. Well, you can't be openly gay, apparently.
Yeah, it is really silly. I mean, they're starting to let felons in more so than they've ever done in the past.
I don't see why they shouldn't.
Not to say that felons are bad, but in the view of the public eye,
right.
Felons tend to have sort of that
nasty
flavor.
Are felons better than
gay people?
Right. I can see that question.
It's really sad. And now, was this guy gay? Did they know he was gay before the bomb went off, or did it come out afterward?
I just thought it was a moving story. I don't have any facts on.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. I mean, if they'd known he was gay beforehand, they would have kicked him out, presumably, because that's what they'd been doing.
Yeah, I mean, guys can make it for a period of time, and then they, for whatever reason, they kick him out.
I know that if I had accidentally or foolishly joined the military when I was younger and got in, decided that this was not for me, I think I would I'd go gay. You know, if that would be my ticket out of the military, my ticket out of my my indentured servitude, seems like a good way to go about it.
I'd rather be in the military.
Really?
I'd rather be in the military than do what it takes to go gay.
I don't know what it was to take. You just tell your captain.
Oh,
you've gone
gay. You're just
going
to swish around a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a gay man now.
Well, what if he says, "All right, well, put this in your mouth, son."
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'll put this in my mouth if you let me sign something that says that I'll be kicked out of the military.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So this guy, I wonder. Now, this is a question. I know you say the blog doesn't answer it, and maybe what we could do is do a Google search on his name, see if we can find some more news stories about him. But I wonder if he somehow came out of the closet after the fact, like, okay, this explosion happened, he lost his leg, they patched him up, and then he came out somehow, let everybody know that he was gay, and then they're going to kick him out of the military. We've talked about the VA, the Veterans Administration, here recently on the show, and how, well, inept they are. And how apparently there's been an expose recently showing that they're completely neglecting many veterans that they're supposed to have the responsibility of taking care of. But I wonder if you are injured in a firefight or injured overseas, and then you come out of the closet, is the Veterans Administration also going to reject you?
No, I wouldn't think so.
You wouldn't think so?
I wouldn't. No.
I would think so. Just seeing as how they've been treating gay people all along. You know, they might just decide that you've nullified your so-called contract with the government. And remember, they can set whatever rules they want to. I mean, are the run-of-the-mill breadbasket Americans going to get really upset if the VA isn't treating the gay soldiers?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think they would get upset. So, I mean, there wouldn't be a huge outcry, with the exception of whatever small gay military organizations there are out there. And if there are gay military organizations, then presumably their membership would be secret. Because if their members were outed, then they'd be out of the military. So, I mean, these guys are persecuted. These are one of the persecuted classes in America, and I think it's really sad.
Yeah, it seems to be okay to do it.
I guess I want to know from you, dear listener, if you think that this is an appropriate policy. And I'm sure there are plenty of former military, maybe even current military people out there right now who might have feelings on this. 1-800-259-9231 is the PACK@8.net toll-free line. I mean, they allow women in the military at this point. I mean, I guess one of the, I don't know, I'm not a military expert, but it would seem to me that one of the excuses for not having women in the military before would be that they might distract the guys, right? You put a woman in a unit, and she's going to get a lot of attention, guys are going to be fighting over her, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, maybe their excuse is that they don't want any sort of sexual tension, but then again, if you've allowed women in, then you've allowed that sort of sexual potential for sexual tension in the ranks. And if that's okay, then what's wrong with gay men or women coming into the military as well? Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's probably the animosity that some people feel towards gays. The military just doesn't want to deal with it. But the thing is they have gay people in the military right now. And, you know, the policy is
keeping quiet.
The policy is don't ask, don't tell.
Right.
Well, for God's sakes, what difference does it make then?
I don't understand it. I really don't. It's just some sort of homophobia that goes all the way to the top levels of the military.
I might very well, you know, if I worked with somebody who was, like, militantly gay and wanted to shove it in my face every single day, I might very well, look, man, don't quit telling me about this. I don't care.
Well, it would seem to me that in that case, you'd have somebody who's disrupting the core of the unit mm-hmm. that they're in, and it wouldn't matter if they were gay or a Jehovah's Witness or somebody else that's going to, you know, or a network marketer that was just shoving something in their face, whether it's their homosexuality or their religious belief system or whatever it is that they're trying to promote. If that's what they're doing all day and all night long, that's going to disrupt the unit, the cohesion, if you will, and that would be reason enough to rebuke that person, punish that person, and deal with that person individually on that basis, not on the basis of whether or not they're gay. So I want to know from you how you feel about this at 800-259-9231. On the way, Real ID, the details have been revealed. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today. Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want, toll free, 800-259-9231, the packet, 8.net, toll free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, bulletin board system included, about 200,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting, and it's all for free at freetalklive.com. And February's winner of the Lysander Spooner Award, Radicals for Capitalism, A Freewheeling History of the Modern American Libertarian Movement, by Brian Doherty, outlines both the history of libertarianism and its true influence yet to come. Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at LFB.com. That's Laissez-Faire Books at LFB.com. freetalklive.com. Talking about gays in the military, Mark, you read a heart-wrenching story about a young man who had his leg blown off by a landmine over in the Middle East recently. And when he came back, he came out of the closet, and he was decorated. He had some stars and stripes, etc.
All that stuff they give out.
Right? And turns out he's a gay man. And now the military is, of course, shunning him as a result of that. And I just want to know how you feel about that, whether or not you're in the military, whether you think it's right or wrong, because it seems to me to be totally wrong. It seems like if you're going to have a government that talks a good game about not discriminating against people, then shouldn't it set the example by treating everyone equally and allowing them all to so-called serve in the military as long as we're going to have this organization? I think that you should. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Joe in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
It's a very interesting subject. I am a veteran. I was a combat photographer in the U.S. Army.
Okay.
I volunteered after coming from Portugal, and I was totally in love with America, with the ideology of democracy, of human rights, and I knew what it was like not to have any. So in order to feel like an American, I felt like just applying and going through the bureaucratic process wasn't enough. I wanted to give to this country and this and the American people a vouch of my passion and my belief in the things I felt that America stood for.
And so unfortunately, you decided to join the military.
Right.
Yeah, and it was a great time for me. I felt validated. And at the time, there wasn't really any issue of homosexuality. It wasn't an issue. So
how long ago was how long
to talk about or to deal with it or just was invisible. And so I went through 6 years in the military without even noticing an issue. And then years later, all of a sudden, there is this big thing about homosexuality. And I go, geez, you know, I went through, I didn't notice anything. And now
Can I ask when you were in the military? You say it was a while back.
Yeah, I went in from 76 to 84, actually.
So, now, when you were in the military, did you notice anyone who was very clearly a gay man or woman at that time?
Well, actually, no. I didn't. I noticed a couple of women that were gay, but I felt like, okay, with all these guys around, they kind of just defend themselves, and so they get the rap for being lesbians just because they don't put out to the guys. And
I see.
One thing I noticed much more clearly was the way that they refer to the women as the whack, and they it was so clear. There was like an entitlement, you know, you are a chick and we are guys, we should have the right to, you know, pump you if we want to.
Oh my goodness.
It was horrible, you know. But that was the game, and I didn't participate in it. I saw it to a certain extent, but you know, just kind of did my thing. And when it comes to the issues of homosexuality, I feel that it's such an hypocrisy when we are spinning and trying to take democracy and freedom and rights to the world.
Well, that's not what we're doing. That's just the state line. We're not taking freedom to the world by dropping bombs on people. But nonetheless, you're
exactly. Thank you. I was being sarcastic.
Okay, thank you for that. But you're
I think it's extremely wrong for us to discriminate between the choices that individuals have in how to express their love.
Absolutely.
That's their space. It's their right. It's, you know, if we are going to have an environment in the society where we are trying to learn not to just put up with somebody who thinks differently, but to totally accept the differences, then if we don't comply with that, then we are being hypocrites.
Yep, you got it, Joe. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. You know, I totally agree.
There's a vet that doesn't see any problem with it.
Beyond the cliches about the military, at least, I totally agree.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue. To another military man, it's Puke calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hey, Puke.
Good evening.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, well, obviously, I just got out of the military a few months ago, and I have no real problem. I found out that one of the guys that I knew for about a year, we went to different stations, and I found out later that he got out on this whole gay thing.
Really?
And I don't know, I never knew anything about him being gay or if he was just using the system to get out before he was deployed. So, it's just a silly non-issue to me because, they always say that, like, well, what if the gays are always running around touching people and whatnot?
Oh, come on.
They already have a system for that. I mean, if you have a woman or a man, if you are a woman, and soldier, and she comes around and is, sexually harassing you or something, they have, what they call equal opportunity in place where you can make a complaint. And
unwanted sexual, it's an unwanted sexual advance, regardless of who it's coming from.
Are you telling me that they have all those young guys together, guys in their 20s, and, even the heterosexual guys don't sexually harass each other?
Well, we're not supposed to, but I mean, we goof around.
Yeah, they fool around. They're making jokes and everything, but they're sexually harassing the hell out of each other. Mm-hmm. And so, why is it okay for the heterosexual guys to touch each other's butts and make kissy faces?
They're not gay.
They're kidding, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. Well. Yeah. So, and especially this guy that we were talking about, or you were talking about. Obviously, nobody had a problem, and he had a fairly successful career up until the point that he told somebody he was gay, and then, bam.
It's over.
It.
Huh. Yeah. You know, it seems to me that a gay man or a woman has a lot of courage if they're going to join the military as a homosexual, because I would get the feeling, just based off of just a stereotypical army dude, like, I'd get the feeling that they're very unwanted there. These people are very homophobic. They're very anti-gay, and it seems to me that to join the ranks of people like that, to be around people like that all the time, and always having to be quiet and keep secrets and not reveal yourself for who you truly are, I think that's a pretty courageous act on its own, just joining the military as a gay person.
Yeah, that's true. It would be pretty hard.
I get the feeling there's a lot of hateful people in the military, and I think it's sad. Puke, thank you for the call.
Pretty true.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. On the way, real ID. The details are out, and we'll give them to you here in moments. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control and bring up anything.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mixed with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
Well, that's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Lots of stuff to see, and it's all totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you straight to it. The dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken time to send us their validated photo and prove thereby that they listen to the show. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right. So as I mentioned, we've got a story about the upcoming Real ID bill. Now, as you might recall, they passed this back in 2005. I believe it was May of 2005. The original requirement was that it was to be implemented by 2008. Obviously, 2008 quickly approaching at this point, already through 2 months of this year. Won't be long before we're done with another year.
Yeah. It's March now.
Yeah. And so, in this case, with the Real ID Act, things aren't going quite according to Homeland Security's plan. Things haven't worked out exactly as they'd hoped.
What a surprise. Government fails, demands more money.
Yeah.
Fails, demands more money.
In fact, Declan McCullough has the story from CNET News, who I actually had the opportunity to meet briefly over the weekend.
I didn't get to see him.
I found him at the very last minute. I was sitting there watching during the Ron Paul closing speech,
mm-hmm.
and I saw him walking around taking pictures. And so I made a point of approaching him and handed him one of my cards. I didn't know. I would not have recognized him had I just seen him, but I saw the name badge hanging off. So thank goodness for name badges at conventions. So I got in touch with him and let him know that if there's anything that we can do to help him out, that he should get in touch. Anyway, he writes for CNET, hundreds of millions of Americans will have until 2013 to be outfitted with new digital ID cards, the Bush administration said on Thursday, that's today, in a long-awaited announcement that reveals details of how the new identification plan will work, supposedly. The announcement by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security offers a 5-year extension to the deadline for states to issue the ID cards and proposes...
As states are just, they're not doing it.
Yep. and proposes creating the equivalent of a national database that would include details on all 240 million licensed drivers. According to the draft regulations, which were required by Congress in the 2005 Real ID Act and are unlikely to assuage privacy and cost concerns raised by the state legislatures, here are a few bullet points for you. First, the Real ID cards must include all drivers' home addresses and other personal information printed on the front and in a two-dimensional barcode on the back. The barcode will not be encrypted because of operational complexity, which means that businesses like bars and banks that require ID would be capable of scanning and recording customers' home addresses. That doesn't sound very good.
Well, it assuming that your home address is still...
On your ID card?
No, that you're... It is on your ID card, but that you're still living there. I mean, for instance, I have a driver's license from Florida where I've had my home address as a place that I haven't lived in for over 2 years.
Which, of course, is actually a violation of the law that...
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
Screw them in that law.
Okay. Wow. I like that attitude, Mark.
It's just a bad law.
The radio frequency identification, RFID tag, is under consideration. Homeland Security is asking for input on how the licenses could incorporate RFID-enabled vicinity chip technology in addition to the two-dimensional barcode requirement. States must submit a plan. Remember, in case you are new to this Real ID thing, they're going to make it so that Homeland Security, the head of Michael Chertoff, the head of the agency, will be able to at any time dictate what the requirements of the Real ID card is and so or are. So they might change year to year.
It's unlikely.
It's the government, so it is unlikely. But if it doesn't start with RFID, a few years down the road, it could very well have RFID. It could also have all
blood
sorts
type,
of biometric info. Yeah.
It could have DNA kind of things in there. You never know what they're going to do with it. It's unlikely, but who knows?
Okay. Now,
if the war on terror steps up a little bit.
Now, here's an interesting point. Remember, before, states had to comply with the Real ID regulations by 2008. May of 2008 was the original deadline. That's now been extended by 5 years. However, the government is still mandating this. States must submit a plan of how they'll comply with the Real ID Act by October of 2007. If they don't, their residents will not be able to use IDs to board planes or enter federal buildings starting on May 11th of 2008.
It doesn't look like that's going to happen, though. It looks like the state... I mean, why would the states come up with plans? Here's your plan. We're not doing it. I mean, that's what several states have said at
this
point.
That's what's going on. In fact, he covers those states that have been fighting back against this. And
so they're going to really, really keep the citizens of three or four, at this point, states that have refused... They're going to not let them on airplanes?
Well, that's what I wonder. Now, when I was reading this, I thought to myself, you and I, Mark, we're going on a plane here in about a week's time. In fact, a week from now, we're going to have 3 days of the show where, unfortunately, we are not going to be able to perform this broadcast. So we're going to have to put refeeds on the air. They'll be essentially reruns for next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday while we go to Los Angeles for the talk radio seminar, which is put on by Radio and Records. It's a talk radio convention, smooze fest. It's something we need to do to be seen, if you will.
Sure.
And so that's going to entail, obviously, a plane flight. And I'm thinking that maybe this time I'm going to fly without showing identification. Because over the past year or so, we've seen story after story. In fact, some of our listeners...
God, I love it when you do this crap to me.
Some of our listeners have even tried this and discovered that, yes, it is absolutely as they say it is. If you tell them, you go and you get your ticket, you don't need an ID to get your ticket. If you we've got our tickets online through Travelocity or whatever, and you go in, you put your credit card in the little reader, and it pops out your ticket. And then you go up, and whenever they're asking you for identification, you just don't show it to them. You just say, I don't have my ID. And so that's when they say, oh, well, then we're going to give you a secondary screening. So you get to skip the big long line of the people waiting for the regular screening. You go through the secondary screening, and you actually get through faster if you don't have identification.
Interesting.
That's the allegation, and it's been confirmed by some of our listeners. So I'm going to give it a shot. But it made me think that, well, when the federal government tries to sound all tough saying, well, your residents won't be able to use their IDs to board planes starting on May 11th of 2008, well, okay. Will I still be able to not use ID and board a plane? Like, is that what they're... Are they just trying to sound scary when, in fact, it's like totally illegal for them to not allow people on board planes without identification? Because they're allowing people on right now without identification. Or are they going to change the rules so that people can't board planes without identification? You see where I'm coming from?
I see where you're coming from. Yeah, they're huffing and puffing.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's all they're doing. I mean, what else could they be doing?
Homeland Security is considering standardizing so-called a unique design or color for real ID licenses, which would effectively create a uniform national ID card. And remember, the original selling point on this plan from the federal government was, oh, this isn't a national ID. Each state is still going to be producing this. Just as long as they have all the same information, then they'll be qualified. But now they're already talking about changing the plan to make it so they all look the same. So the only difference will be, mine says Florida, yours says Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
or New Hampshire, or
right.
whatever.
Could be very well be the same color scheme and everything. You know, just the word at the top.
That's what they're talking about. Thursday's draft regulations arrive amid a groundswell of opposition to the Real ID Act from privacy groups, libertarians, and state officials. On Wednesday, the National Governors Association endorsed a bill by Senator Susan Collins from Maine that would reduce Homeland Security's power to order states to comply with the law. The draft rules, which are not final, and will be... By the way, Homeland Security, if we only had state governments that were made up of people with some sterner stuff... a little more conviction, then they would realize that Homeland Security doesn't have the power to boss them around. And hopefully they will. It sounds like they're trying to make a few steps towards states' rights, so-called.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, states can't have rights, only individuals can. But nonetheless, the concept should still work for the legislators. And the idea should be, if we don't want to participate in this, we understand that we don't have to. And there's not a damn thing that the bureaucrats in the Homeland Security Department can do to force state governments to participate. What are they going to do? Invade Maine and lock up all the bureaucrats? As far as I'm concerned, that'd be an interesting day, wouldn't it?
It'd be an interesting day, but it wouldn't be a particularly good day for states' rights and human rights.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231, but it seems absurd. It seems as though there'd be no way they could do that.
Doesn't
they don't
seem
have
like
the
it.
Manpower for it. More is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Chalet, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's Bed, F-A-N.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231 is the packet. 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. It is another month, this being the very beginning of March, and that means that the vote totals have reset over at podcastalley.com, which is one of the premier podcast ranking websites. I mean, it's more than just rankings. There's a lot there for podcasts. In fact, I think according to their statistics, the total number of podcasts listed on their site is right around 30,000 podcasts. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to be a standout when there's that much competition, but thanks to your votes last month, we dominated the charts at number one for almost the entire month of February, all the way up until maybe the last 4 or 5 days when the MuggleCast, yet again, the Harry Potter guys, surpassed our program, and they won by about 200 votes. But we set a record. And we set a record back in January for total votes cast, and we set another record last month for total votes cast, this time with over 1,660 total votes. So we're really closing the gap, because it used to be that we would get maybe 700 to 800 votes.
Right.
And the,
that's
the,
double.
And the Harry Potter guys would be up there in the 1,600, 1,700 range. So we've really caught up. Still wasn't quite good enough to finish the month at number one, but with your vote this month, we can do it. And so we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com, whether you're whenever you're in front of your computer or your at-work computer, vote.freetalklive.com. It's a very simple process. It allows you to vote for the show and push us up the charts. I think we're at number two.
We were at number two just a little while ago, but people are getting online and listening to the show now.
Checking their email
and
updates.
Yeah, they're going ahead and doing it.
That's good.
We're at 26 above.
So we're number one right now.
Yes, that's correct.
That's good, but we still need to continue the momentum. We've got to push past where we were last month. We need to get more than 1,600 plus votes this time. So we're going to need your vote, and then we're going to need some votes from your friends as well. So please, once you're done voting, head over and send some instant messages, send some emails out, ask some friends and family members to vote for us as well at vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us, because when we're number one, that means more new people finding the show and therefore discovering the message of freedom and liberty. And speaking of freedom and liberty, it is under attack, as always, by, well, the usual opponent, government. In this case, the federal government is outlining their plan for the Real ID Act. And they're pointing out that a few things have changed. Of course, as we predicted this, didn't we, Mark, that the government was inevitably not going to make their 2008 deadline? I believe we did make that prediction.
I don't know whether we made that prediction or not, but we're not going to.
Yeah, what we, when you say we, you mean the government.
Correct.
Okay. So the U.S. government, once again, not making their deadline, and that's a good thing because it means that this national ID card is at least another 5 years out of the way, presuming the states don't successfully fight against it, which they are doing, as we'll explain here in a few moments. But according to Declan McCullough at CNET.com, the draft rules, which aren't final, this is a bill that's being sponsored by a Maine representative, would reduce Homeland Security's so-called power to order states to comply with Real ID. The draft rules will be subject to a public comment period, also include a more detailed estimate of how much it will cost to comply. The National Conference of State Legislatures and other state groups estimated last year that states will have to spend more than $11 billion. But Homeland Security says the cost, including the cost to individuals, will be $23.1 billion over a 10-year period. Another section of 162-page regulations says that states have until December of 2009 to certify they're on the path towards fully complying with the Real ID Act. Again, or else the suggested punishment is going to be that people aren't going to be able to fly and people will not be able to enter a federal building.
You won't be able to be part of normal society if you don't get one of these cards. Yeah, it is ridiculous.
You know what they're saying now that's extra absurd is that, well, states have to submit a plan of how they're going to comply by 2007. If they don't submit the plan, then their residents won't be able to use IDs to board planes or enter federal buildings starting in May of 2008. But earlier they said they were extending the deadline for compliance to 5 years out from 2008. So you've got until 2013 to actually comply. So in between there, if you don't submit that plan, then there's going to be all kinds of people that aren't going to be able to do business at the federal buildings with their regular ID cards because they wouldn't even have the opportunity to yet acquire the real ID cards. So you're just going to shut people out from coming into federal buildings? As far as I'm concerned, that's good news. People can't go to the IRS office anymore. I guess they can't go to the post office, but who really cares anyway, right? 800-259-9231.
Well, a lot of people are going to be very upset if they can't go to the post office.
Well, the post office will probably still continue coming to them. And is the post office really going to start checking ID at the door? It's all huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
It's total blowing hot air. It's the federal government acting like they've got more power than they really do. And you know what? I think they're going to find out. I think they're setting themselves up for a massive fall here. I don't think this is going to happen at this point. With all of the states that are getting behind just saying no to real ID, I think this could catch on within the next few years.
I think that if the government puts out some guidelines for it at some point or another, the states will get on board.
We'll see about that, because the states want money.
Yeah, they do.
But they always want money.
They're not getting it. They're willing to sell your freedom down the river quickly.
Sure they are. And you know what? It's good news, though, because they're just giving us more time to fight it. Like, go ahead, extend it 5 more years. That's fine. Oh, yeah, you're really serious about not letting people into your buildings and get on airplanes. That's why you've extended it 5 years, right? Okay, I see. So you just give us 5 more years, and we'll get some more members for the Free State Project. We'll move them in here. The first 1,000 will be complete by 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably have far more than 1,000 people after 5 more years. And we're going to really going to get into it. Let's go to Coffee in Illinois. A man who we didn't get a chance to meet over the weekend was originally going to attend, and Coffee missed out. Unfortunately, family obligations prevented you from attending the Liberty Forum, but here you are on the phones. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm very sorry I didn't get to meet you guys. I look forward to the next time.
Indeed, sir.
I wanted to ask you about the no-fly list and your upcoming flight. Help me to understand the psychology behind this, because normally when there's something so Nazi-esque as this no-fly list and being asked all the secondary screening you were talking about, normally my first inclination is just avoid it.
Now, avoid flying?
Yeah.
I'm not driving to Los Angeles.
It's a long way to L.A.
Well, I know it is, but I mean, there's a principle to be established here. And
yeah, well, you're balancing, in this case, Coffee, a principle versus pragmatism. And in this case, the pragmatic approach is, I want to do my radio show as much as possible, and we aren't going to be able to do it from Los Angeles.
Okay.
And there's no way in hell we're going to be able to do it from the back of a car driving to Los Angeles.
Understood, and I think that's what they're depending on, is the gotcha factor.
Yeah, but I'm not going with an ID, so I'm going to go through and get on an airplane without an ID.
You know, we could very well do the show from a hotel room several nights on the way to Los Angeles.
That would really suck.
You know, here's my second question. Are you prepared to answer questions about your sex life?
What?
Is that what they're asking these days?
Are you going to ask us?
There's lots of documentation about the goofy questions that they're asking, and I've read more than one case where they've asked questions about a person's sexual preferences and their sex life and so on and so forth, things that have nothing to do with flying.
Wow. You know what? I probably wouldn't answer those questions.
Okay, because if you fail the secondary screening, you better be prepared to drive.
Well, whatever. I'll go home, you know.
Okay.
It's just a convention.
I'm just asking you because I'm really trying to get my arms around this, you know. I'm trying to figure out, for me, I would drive. To heck
sure.
With, you know, if it turns out that they want to know everything about me that pertains, none of it pertains to flying, it's none of their business.
Well, if we either choose to drive or choose to fly, because if we choose to fly, we can't change our minds and drive. Because there's no way to get, the only thing that's going to get us from New Hampshire to Los Angeles and the amount of time that we're leaving in order to be at the convention is an airplane. I don't want to get in any car that's going to get me there in time.
I don't blame you a bit.
There you go, Coffee. Thank you for the call, and
thank
I appreciate
you.
The concern. 800-259-9231. And it seems like, I mean, if you're going to fly, and I hate it. I hate flying. I'm glad we live in New Hampshire now because there are two conventions that we attend every year. We attend the Talk Radio Seminar put on by Radio and Records in March, and then in June we attend the Talkers New Media Seminar in New York City. The Talkers the first one, the March one, the Talk Radio Seminar is held in D.C. and
Los Angeles, and it bounces back and forth
alternately.
Like
so
DC, giant ping pong ball.
D.C. is drivable. I don't know if I'd want to drive that far. But New York City certainly is. There's no way I'm flying to New York City. I'm getting in the car, and we're driving down there. So we actually get to fly less this year than we flew last year. So that's good. I don't like to fly. I don't like dealing with the TSA.
And next year when we go to the Washington one, I suspect we'll either fly or take a train.
And the fact is, while Coffee is a really
drive or take a train.
And the fact is, Coffee really is a principled guy. I mean, he's one of those guys who has gotten rid of his Social Security number. He doesn't have a bank account. I mean, to do this show, it's just not possible to operate in that. Not really. How are you going to take amplifier contributions if you don't have accounts to put them into? There's just some things we couldn't do without participating in the system to some extent. So
how are you going to get advertisers if you don't have some kind of information to give them for like a tax identification number?
Well, plus you can't have an advertiser cut you a money order. It's just not going to work that way.
We have to have ours in gold bullion, please.
Yeah. So we've got to. Well, anyway, we've got to come back for more in hour number two. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.